We have sync. We're in. Tickle that subscribe button. Smash it with your parts. Vegan Steven podcast is a parody of a podcast. Vegan Steven is a fictional character. All characters and events in the show, even though it's based on real people, are entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are impersonated poorly. The following program contains coarse language, and due to its content, it should not be viewed by anyone. How you getting on? Today's date is... we're going to find out now. The 17th of June, 2020. 17th of June, 2020. Time flies while you're sitting in your hole. It is 11:51. Come on in till I tell you some stories. Here's the start of podcast. You know, I really shouldn't tell you this, but... that's how every good story starts. Let's have a little looky-looky. And see what's going on. So, three little stories for you. Perhaps, we'll see how we get on. Superhero vigilante. Once upon a time... Sit down. Come on, you missed the show. War of the Worlds and Treasure Hunt. Alright? Three-parter. We'll see how we get on. So, once upon a time... in a distant land, far, far away, in internet land, there was a boy, and his name was Phoenix Jones. He fought crime, and gave up all that he owned. There you are. So there was this lad, right? And I guess this all allegedly happened or something, some type of character deformation. So there's this lad, and he was once upon a time, far, far away land. Get out of the story. So there was this lad, right, and he was there with his kid. He had two kids or something. He was there with the wife. This is roughly what happened. So there was the lad there, and his car got broken into, and his son, sipping on the tea here. Get your Vegan Steven merch below right now. There's this lad. He's there minding his kid and all that. And the kid cut his arm on the broken glass, and had to be brought to the emergency room. And the guy was like an MMA fighter. And Jesus, the whole thing is just wild. Anyway, he must have saw Batman and be like, that's for me. He spent $10,000 on a suit. You had to get this, he just got the Batman suit and spread it a bit yellow on it. But he actually did it though. And actually walked around in full armor, like. Oh my word. And so he's walking around like fucking Batman, fighting crime. And he said it was actually fucking really hard to fight crime, because he just started hanging around rooftops. And by the time you'd get down to the bottom of the staircase, whatever, the fucking the crime would be over. He did it because of the response time is so, I think it's 5 minutes or something, and the crime's normally over by then. It must be in place called Phoenix. I won't fact check just yet. We'll save that for the end. So there he is. Anyway, he walk around like a big bumblebee, and fighting crime. He had big fucking things of pepper spray, and he also, while he was training to do this, he fucking. Jones was very bold and was left on his own. Anyway, so he's there, right, fighting crime. Fucking the cops are loving it. They're like, "Wow, fucking brilliant." He's big into stopping drug deals, and he's big into he did all the stuff like kind of get the local dealer to deal him drugs or something, and then go like, "Ah, I got you. I'm Phoenix Jones," or something, and him there with the big mask on, something like that. And oh my god, he was meanwhile, he was competing a little bit in the old MMA on and off different stages. I think he had a big tiff with his brother or something. His brother is apparently like a well known MMA fighter, apparently. So there you are. And so he's going around pepper spray and paw, and there was a video of him being like, some people said they were like, he did, jeez, I don't know. So he started going around telling other superhero lads, then other lads were like, "Oh, I'm joining this, it seems like, oh crap." So there's loads of lads there, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we're all fucking fighting crime and shit together." And he wasn't happy at all. He wasn't chuffed with that, because apparently they were all awful at fighting and stuff, and they weren't wearing proper protection and a whole load of hoo-ha. And then sure, he was bringing the wife in, and fucking mad vigilantes dressed up as superheroes, and yeah, so he got in trouble a few times for using pepper spray, and he got in trouble for picking on people outside pubs and stuff. He did some stuff, I had it all recorded on GoPro and all uploaded. There's some law. It's Phoenix Jones. Oh gosh, I'm cheating now. I'm looking him up. Oh jeepers. His short little bio is, where is he? Where is he? Born. Texas. Alright. Anyway. So he's wearing a big bulletproof superhero thing. He has a quite hilarious haircut. And he has the pencil, a razor head haircut. A statement, and yeah, I was just researching this yesterday, and my jaw was just down the floor. Like, this is, yeah, it's all right. It's like the story's all right. Like, he's just some lad. Like, yeah, but he got in loads of trouble when he ran up to a load of people dancing, thinking they were fighting, and pepper sprayed them. And this big lawsuit over it, and he got fucking, I think he wasn't sure if it was that he demasked himself at. But yeah, he got some video game deals, little things, and loads of stuff's going well-ish. And himself and the wife broke up, and some people say it was never the same again. Oh jeez. So yeah, Phoenix Jones, American real life superhero, initially wearing ski mask. And Jones says the best way to prevent getting mistaken for a criminal by the police is to wear a super suit. Although local police have expressed concern that the strange costumes may lead to emergency calls from citizens who mistake superheroes for criminals, Jones says that the All-American of Rain City superhero movement have military or mixed martial arts background. So, yeah, military background or mixed martial arts. Jones is also a mixed martial artist signed with the World Series of Fighting, where he has fought, and two checkweights, which include fighting his foster brother UFC Strike Force and one championship fighter, Cross Fordor. So maybe that means something to you. I don't know. Yeah. Grant. So all's going grand. All's going well. And then it goes a little bit off the rails. A little bit off the rails. So, all's going well. He's going fighting crime. He's stopping drug dealers. He's fucking fighting some stuff. He has some issues at home. We've all been there. And then, that's the old domestics. So, he fucking, he tries to tell all these lads to, you know, stop messing around. You need a military background if you want to be a superhero. And he just starts going like, here, you can't be, I'm the one doing this, whatever. And he doesn't want to associate with all the other superhero lads. Now, I'm the first lad to fall asleep during a Marvel movie. So, as I was watching this, I was going, just starting to pick up now. Starting to get a bit more interesting. Adoption of persona. Jones says he wanted to take policing into his own hands after a few incidents. Changed his mind in Seattle. The first was when Jones says that his car was broken into and his son was injured returning to the vehicle and falling on some broken glass. Jones was told several people saw his son injured after returning to the vehicle falling. Okay, calling 911. Sorry. Later, Jones said that he encountered a friend being seriously assaulted outside a bar, and after calling 911, this is all like, you know, how he got into it. This is like the prequel. Because it's a fantastic story, like. I thought, why didn't someone help him? There was 70 people outside that bar and no one did anything. So, yeah, there you are. So he wanted to, yeah. Generally, if you talk to guards and all that stuff, they'll say, like, when they ship others on the show, if anyone was going to be shot or murdered, they're shot or murdered, like. So, the crime is taking place by the time they show up. I guess, yeah. Anyway, you should listen. But yeah, this vigilante lad started going around telling all the other vigilantes what to do, and he said, hey, you can't be a vigilante lad unless you've got fucking mixed martial arts and or a military background, and you gotta wear a bulletproof vest. And so the other lads were fucking fuming. They're like, oh, you can't tell me what to do. And he wasn't into all this comic book stuff. But yeah, the first report was that he used to go back into the back of a comic book shop and just change and come out as this lad with a bulletproof suit on. But he also like didn't. Oh jeez, he was just like a. I don't know. Anyway. Jones went on to develop a costume and pendulum, which is crime fighting behavior, made him to recognize in CBS news broadcast. Jones shown entering the back of a room of an unnamed comic book store in which he changes into costume of dragon skin and bulletproof vest with stabbing plating, as well as equipment including stun gun, baton, pepper spray or tear gas, handcuffs and a first aid kit. In the interviews and shit, they were saying he was trying to fucking use grappling hooks and trying to work out how to use parachutes to come down off buildings and stuff, but he couldn't. He spent all the money and equipment and couldn't figure out, like, they're very, very efficient, and you have to be jumped off like a much higher place than a building for your parachute to work and stuff. And he was trying out like the comic book shit, but a lot of it just wasn't very practical. He even got the Spider-Man web, got one made or whatever. It's like this gun that shoots out a giant fucking web, and I think it's reusable. So he got that anyway, and then the fucking. He got himself trapped in it, and the police found him, and they took a lot of pictures of him, and then cut him out. So he had a very embarrassing, like, steep learning curve, and it's a bit cringy watching him, because every time, like, no one knows who he is, because every time he has to be like, oh, I'm this lad, and he explains himself every single time. It's like, oh, jeez, fucking hell. Anyway. But he got some good stuff out of it, and yeah, Jones is shown entering the back of an unnamed grant. He got the big suit made, wonderful. Jones later became part of the Rain City superhero movement, so he had a big falling out with them. Whoop! That lists off a load of them. They all got names as, like, you can imagine, like Thorn, Bluster Doe, Green Reaper, The Mantis, Gemini, No Name, that's his name by the way, Catastrophe, Thunder 88, Penelope, and Alex Jones. Phoenix Jones. I think he was going out with a girl called Purple Rain or something, and it was a whole thing. Anyway. Yeah. So anyway. So he did a load of stuff. You can imagine, he did loads of stuff. Loads of good stuff. And everyone's like, oh yeah, this lad's cool. And he upload regularly to the fucking internet or whatever. So, as far as I know, even to this day... when asked would someone be arrested for smoking cannabis, Jones said he considered it a low priority and that he has no problem with people using drugs, but dealers who sell them sell somewhere else. So not in my backyard kind of policy there, but okay, anyway. And he did some other good stuff, like giving food to homeless and stuff like that, and I don't know. But it's just a lot of real orca videos he has as well, like just giving out to people for doing... not breaking the law, but kind of, ah, here, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, it's a bit cringe. It's like, who the fuck's this lad coming up to me with a big yellow mask on him? Big lad as well. It was a gas video where he was... it's not a stand your ground law. There's a thing where you can challenge someone to a fight legally in wherever he's from, anywhere. And the guards were just like watching him because it's legal there. He's like, "Can I would challenge you to a fucking duel?" And the lad's like, fucking hammered. He's like, I'll beat the head off, So he's challenging like drunk lads to duels or something. And this lad's like a trained MMA fighter with military background or some shit. Can't remember. But yeah, he got a bit of stick for, you know, beating the shit out of drunk lads for moral reasons and stuff, because they'd be doing stuff like, I think one lad was like fucking, he was trying to buy oral sex off a crack addict or something, and the Phoenix lad was like, "Hey man, don't be doing that, that's wrong." And he used to do all stuff like that and then put that up on the internet. All sorts of stuff. All sorts of things. Scooby doo boo boo. Alright, so he got stabbed by a drug dealer and all this stuff. Alright. So here's the little bit of controversy. Are you holding on to your socks? Are you ready for this? Time is 12:13. So. Arrest records. Seattle City Attorney Pete. So this is Alex, his arrest record things. So yeah, he had all the best intentions, fucking people thought he was cool and all this stuff. And then he did this. I think he brought out his own comic book and stuff. He fucking, you know, got his own comic book or whatever. But, so he's going around doing the business. People are loving it. And he got in a bit of trouble, as I said, so we'll just go into this detail thing anyway. October, this is all just Wikipedia, so. Alright, here we go. In October 2011, Jones was arrested for assault after using pepper spray to break up an alleged fight. He spent approximately 7 hours in jail before posting 3,800 bail or whatever. No charges were filed. And so he came out after that and was like, "Oh, I'm this lad and all this stuff." Turned out he had two kids and a wife or whatever. And he also worked in a daycare centre or something like that. Something that involved... not a nurse, but something caring anyway. And he lost his job over it. They fired him. Anyway. So next one, Jones appeared wearing a mask, a black and grey mask, stripped shirt over his costume. After the court asked Jones to remove his mask, he complied, putting the mask back on after hearing Jones then spoke to reporters, removed his mask. Others saying was Ben identity was Ben Fordor. Fordor said he stated that he would continue patrolling the city. Alright. I will continue to patrol my team. Grant. The only difference is I tried to stop crime in my knighthood and everywhere else. Okay. So here's the big feckin' plot twist. So he was there, and they got a tip off saying, "Do you hear what this lad's doing, Phoenix lad? He's at it for a long time." Like, oh shit, that was 2020, January 9th, 2020. Oh my god! So he got arrested in 2011 for trying to, you know, break up a fight or whatever. And after that, I think fucking his personal life wasn't the same or some shit. I don't know. But January 2020, so that's recently enough, isn't it? They got a tip off. They got a tip off and they said, "Your boy's selling drugs." And they were like, "No." And they had the, Jones was arrested selling MDMA to an undercover police officer. At the time of the arrest, police alleged that he and his accomplice were also in possession of about 4 grams of cocaine. So it turned out he'd been selling drugs for like a long ass time. Isn't that fucking what a weird ass cover up thing? I don't know. Selling drugs for the MDMA. They had something like they had him pay 300 into some account, and then just one moment. Okay, everything's working. Lovely. Into some account, and then gave him the other 200 cash or whatever. So yes. Ba 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 ba. The video I watched, by the way, is called Anthorny Guide, Atro City Guide, The Fall of Alex Jones. So it's very enjoyable. Anyway, there you are. So, fucking done for doing drugs. Fucking hell. And then he just went on and did some other stuff, which you guys were, he did fucking mixed martial arts and got on well with that. He fought his brother, and they had a whole thing. I think he got a cameo in a computer game. There you are. 7 foot. Oh wait. No, he's 6 foot. Anyway, Grant, you'd be terrified if you fucking saw him coming at you like. Just. By jeez. That lad challenged me to a fight, like a fisticuff duel, I'd lay it. Be out of there. Out of here, out of there. So there we are. A that's your lot. Phoenix Jones.
This shit is violent.
Wrong key, lads, wrong key. Keep together, baby.
This shit is violent. Peeling the skin out of my hands. There was me thinking I had you good. Or the cancer I scream at in my daydreams. I'm not ready for this, it's so unfair. Let me forget it all, I don't wanna go this far. Too much I need these friends. These rumors have escalated far too deep under a paranoid skull. Like an E. coli patient, isolated from the bestest of friends. I'll state it again weekly, this is so unfair. I've been done wrong now tonight. Emotional compensation, make me forget it all. I don't wanna go this far. Let me forgive too much, I need these friends. Let me forget it all, I don't wanna go this far. Let me forgive this person for the undiluted evil they set upon me. E. coli. This is forgiveness.
Kiss and make up, lads. It'd be grand. So yeah, this lad, man. He had it all. Maybe he has it all again. I don't know. Phoenix Jones, man. Absolutely bonkers. He brought out his own comic book and they said fucking... he brought his own comic book and the comic book company was like, oh yeah, brilliant. And they got loads of complaints saying fucking... this comic book isn't made up, it's accurate. And I think there may have been someone died or something. I don't know what the details were, but anyway. And the comic book company said, oh, hell no. And wouldn't publish it or something. There you are. Rumour has it. It's all just stuff I heard in the bar. I wasn't paying full attention when I was doing this. Anyway, the other two little stories we have. Ah, little stories. The feckin' big queues now are not for the food shops, they're for the clothes shops. Massive queues for the anti-clothes shops. India and Chinese tensions, 200 troops in deadliest border clash between nuclear nations in 45 years. And also in today's top stories. Come on, lad, give me the news. Give me the blues. Bit of explosions going on. Watch freshly released close-up footage of North Korea obliterating interior Korean liaison office. New Korean footage has been released showing the destruction of interior Korean liaison office near the border town of and cross-border relations on, I've no idea what any of that means. Okay, and also, that's not Russia today. Protesters ban Chinese flag. And there's Indian troops dead as well. So there must be some shit going down there. Do North Korea resume...
North Korea.
Resume war games. Demilitarized border area after blowing up infra-Korean liaison office. Pyongyang has vowed to send troops back into previously disarmed areas and renew military drills near the border, aimed on an ongoing spat with Seoul over defectors inflamed further by resident demolition of negotiations outpost. So also, there once upon a time, there was a little thing called War of the Worlds. So, this gentleman, once upon a time, War of the Worlds. He put on there's a whole background to him. There was a broadcast, right? There was a famous book. From 1897 by a gentleman named H.G. Wells, and he goes without any introduction or something. I don't know, I've never fucking heard of that. Sorry, 1898 was the first edition. 1898, H.G. Wells, in England. Alright, happy with that? Herbert George Wells, to be exact. Okay. So once upon a time, this lad wrote a book. So it's just about the fucking aliens coming to Earth, and it's been remade loads of times, and it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And there's at least three films, if not two, and there's a BBC series. The novel is the first person narrative in. Okay. So there's. It's just the shit hitting the fan. The aliens are here and they're fucking blowing everything up and people are losing their fucking minds. Alright?
Ground control! Come in, ground control!
I'm referencing. It's like, I think it's a Louis Theroux documentary where some lad says you can fucking communicate with aliens. He sure starts going off with that. Anyway.
Louis Theroux, what will he do next?
We got a little thing there. Novel, first person narrative, both unnamed. Yeah, you get the idea. So there's fucking, it's invasion literature. And they've. British, the novel has been variously interpreted as a commentary on the evolutionary theory. British. Imperialism. It was that bitch Carol Baskin. Generally Victorian superstitions, fears, prejudices, and okay, grand. So aliens coming, grand. You get the idea. Ah, here's the fucking plot. Alright. Sorry about the delay. Here we go. Plot. Yet the Gulf of Space mines that are our own mines are our own of those. The beasts that perish intellect. Alright, that's. Jesus, that's. What? That makes no sense. Okay, listen. There's the coming of the Martians. None of this stuff matters. Let's fast forward. So, there was a performance of this. It's a gentleman. Come on, baby. Talk to me. Ah, here we go.
Radio drama.
War of the Worlds radio drama. Brilliant, okay. So. Back when the old radio was big, the radio was fucking big, and you just, whatever was on the radio, you took it for fucking as gospel, okay? So, there was this lad called Orson Welles, that's O-Orson, yeah, S-O-N, Welles. Now, what was he getting up to? He got commissioned to make a show, and he did fucking Dracula the week before or something. So it was for a theatre. He got commissioned to do a 1 hour program. And he chose to do, he said, right, Dracula. Brilliant, that went down a treat. He did like a live dramatised version or whatever. So he's there thinking, oh geez, what'll I do next week? So he decided to do a fake. He did like a fake alien invasion. So they were like, they had loads of different news reports being like, hey, we're here at the fucking Newborough Bills fucking thing. Oh, what's this? Here comes the aliens. And then they go, loads of sound effects and stuff. So, stop beating around the bush. People, there'd be a start on the start of the thing, it would go like, right, this is the radio thing, this is all like fucking fiction and all the rest of it here, right? But that was just at the start, and if you didn't listen to the start, you'd be you wouldn't know. Alright, so they just started playing music, because back then the radio was just music playing, and there'd be interruptions gone because it was wartime or so. It was, what year was it? 1938 here, so. Alright, there's a lot of mad shit going on anyway in the world. So there'd be news interruptions saying stuff like, there's lead in your socks and your sandwich. Something like that. Okay. So there's all sorts of news news flashes. Alright. So they did, everything had to be live. Alright, so they're playing live music. If you missed the start, and even if you just had it on in the background doing some bit of housework or something. That was the only thing to do as well, listen to fucking radio. Like, alright, anyway. So a new program, it was on. One night only broadcast. So all this fucking music's playing. And shit starts going down. The whole show for the hour is just news bulletins of the aliens are starting to take over. They're starting to fucking take over this, that. They're blowing up shit. They're just, the aliens are invading, all in the space of 1 hour. And they did the show and it went off bloody brilliant. So yeah, if you were listening to it, you might just think, oh, it's a nice bit of music, and there's all these news bulletins. So the news bulletin might just be every 30 seconds just going, sorry to interrupt this broadcast, we got a lad here. All different sound effects. War of the Worlds broadcast used techniques similar to those of March of Time and CBS News documentary and dramatized radio series. Wells was a member of the program's regular cast, having the first performed March Time in March in the Mercury Theatre and yada yada yada. Some people like this lad, what's his name, fucking Orson Welles, because he fucking, he must be an Irish lad, he started off in, nope, he's an American lad. I thought there was something about him acting in Ireland or something. We'll never know. Okay, so there was fucking, people started losing their mind. People started, because they thought it was real. Some lads fucking killed themselves, some lads threw all the cattle out, set their cattle free, some lads were ringing up police stations. Some lads, the police were ringing, there were lads ready to take arms, going, listen, the aliens are coming, it's time, grabbing pitchforks. Lads were having sex in the street with sheep. All sorts of disgusting things were happening. People were showing their worst side or whatever. And it was on at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9 o'clock, so I guess the kids would be in bed. And yeah, people lost their fucking minds. Some lads apparently jumped off buildings and all sorts of mad shit. So there you are. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. Plot twist. So I've heard this story since I was a kid or whatever. Oh jeez, dear, but yeah, people didn't know it was a joke and all this stuff. Anyway. Apparently, there's a big conspiracy going around that
that it was a fight between the newspaper media and the video media. And in fact, all this whole thing about people killing themselves and doing all this stuff, there was, it was in the newspapers, but there was no actual like record of anyone killing themselves, or there was calls, like, but there was no record of anyone dying, and just loads of stuff. There's no evidence to support any of it. It's just a load of waffle. Selling newspapers, apparently. So there you are. Who knows? Who knows? And the anecdotally Orson Welles, the guy who's the voice actor, and it was just like a play, like they put on a different play each week or whatever. For the rest of his life, he had people coming up to him being like, "Man, you scared the shit out of me." Just saying stuff like, listen up all the hilarious situations that like happened to them. People just stopping and dropping whatever the fuck they were doing and just running, or oh man, people losing their minds. Orson Welles. So we have two little articles here. This is the Telegraph. Hopefully it won't make me subscribe, otherwise I won't be reading this. Alright. Okay. So he's a talented, right, okay. It just said telegraph.co.uk. What to listen to? War of the Worlds panic was a myth. War of the Worlds panic was a myth. Okay, let's have a little looky. Ah, god damn it. Right, they're not showing me the full article. But it just says panic broke out, and it's part of modern folklore. The idea that hysteria swept America in 1938 remained unchallenged for nearly 8 decades, even those who had never heard of Wells reading the H.G. Wells story about invading Martians, while being later claimed to have been terrified. Wells, who was reportedly born on... Yeah, okay, wonderful. And then here's another little article by npr.org. Don't know who they are, but here's what they have to say. Or is it just a blog? I'm not sure. It says, 75 years ago, War of the Worlds started a panic. Or did it? Let's find out. We interrupt... they kept saying, we interrupt this broadcast for a special news bulletin. Okay. So, as far as we know, it was that bitch, Carol Baskin. But we wanted to issue that Fox alert, because 75 years ago tonight, they're just shouting on about how it didn't actually become a big...
Fake news, says a lot of people.
Fake news?
There's no flipping internet back then, so it'd be hard to know. Okay, here's one quote from the website. Far fewer people heard the broadcast and far... it's meant to be like less than a million, and of that million... Oh, I think that was... What was it, 6%? I can't remember. Anyway, the original figures were like something like, oh, it was 6 million, listen to it, and then it turned out it was less than a million, and of that only a certain percentage, yada yada yada. Okay, let's see what this first thing has to say. Far fewer people heard the broadcast, and still fewer panicked than most people believe today. How do we know? The night on the programme aired, the Hooper rating service telephoned 5,000 households for its national rating survey. 5,000, okay. To what program are you listening? The service asked respondents or something. Only 2% answered Radio Play or the Orson Welles program or something similar, indicating CBS. None said a news broadcast, according to a summary published in the broadcasting. In other words, 98% of those surveyed were listening to something else or nothing at all. Just listen to white noise. Ah, I love this tune. So everyone sing along. Radio static's gas. Anyway, a news broadcast. In other words, 98% of those lads were listening to something else. Nothing at all. Okay, and that article's from, I don't know. The minuscule rating is not surprising. Wales programme was scheduled against one of the most popular nation's programme at the time. Ventriloquist. Jesus. Edgar Bean's Chase the Sanborn. Our, a comedy variety show. So he was up against a ventriloquist. Ventriloquists on radio, anyone? Anybody else a little bit? How would that even work? Like, bring all the different dolls in, like. I'd definitely not bother showing up with any dolls. I'd just be there going, that bitch, Carol Bash. Something like that. Tickle the subscribe. Vegan Steven podcast is every single day on all the platforms. Merch below. Merch church. There you are. So that's the show. War of the Worlds. You got your plot twist with that. If you're not happy with that, I can't help you. Like, well, I don't know what more you want. Plot twist, and then you got the other man, baby Spider-Man, going around giving out to other lads doing the same thing because they don't mark the arts or something. The world's mad. The time is 12:50. I'm gonna love you and leave you. And all praise to Big Ed and Rose from My Today Fiance. And That's it. Over and out. Get out of here. That's my impression of, you know, I think Cribs is like, oh, get, leave, get out.